Elsewhere in the Middle East, as pressure mounts on Israel and Hamas to reach a ceasefire deal in Gaza, Hamas released a new video of a young Israeli hostage. In the video, Matan Zoniker said he's been held in captivity for more than 420 days. He also blamed the Israeli government for neglecting the hostages. The 25-year-old's mother later spoke at a hostage family's protest in Tel Aviv to urge a ceasefire. She said that while her son is held captive, she's living in hell.
My Matan, my life, I miss you so much and worry about you. If you can hear me, hold on. Know that we are not stopping for a moment and we will continue to fight.
The video comes as President-elect Trump's Middle East envoy traveled to Qatar this weekend to push for a ceasefire. Mr. Trump has said he wants a deal done before he takes office. In Gaza, at least 34 people were killed when an Israeli airstrike hit a home in Gaza City. Health officials say at least 4 women are among the dead. The IDF didn't comment, but in the past, they blamed Hamas for using civilians as shields. In Syria, opposition fighters have reached the suburbs of the capital, Damascus. Rebels have been pushing through the country in recent days, taking control of major cities as they go. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has deployed additional troops to defend Damascus, and his government has denied reports that he's fled the country. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol is staying in office for now. Lawmakers in the ruling party boycotted an impeachment vote in parliament to prevent a necessary quorum. Hours earlier, Yoon went on television to apologize for imposing martial law and said that if he was allowed to stay in office, he wouldn't do it again. After the impeachment vote failed, tens of thousands of people demanding his ouster took to the streets. The opposition party says it'll try again to impeach him in a matter of days. Veterans and current service members gathered in Hawaii today to honor those killed at Pearl Harbor 83 years ago today. The ceremony at the Pearl Harbor National Memorial marked the massive Japanese surprise attack that destroyed or damaged nearly 20 U.S. ships and propelled the United States into World War II. Nearly 2,500 military personnel and civilians died that day, and more than 1,000 others were injured. Up next on PBS News Weekend, is it time for states to lower the alcohol driving limit? And how a North Carolina Christmas tree farm overcame the destruction of Hurricane Helene.
This is PBS News Weekend from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, home of the PBS News Hour, weeknights on PBS.